That's Fox's Chanley Painter in New York. America's listening to Fox News.
Good morning, 8:31 at News Radio 92.3. We've got 60 degrees right now. It is cloudy in Pensacola this morning. Well, one of the biggest races of the year at Five Flags Speedway begins tonight with the preliminaries, the 57th Snowball Derby Series. That event usually draws about 6,000 excited fans to the racetrack.
What I really like is the way the people embrace each other. I mean, there's people that see each other once a year here at the Snowball Derby, and I mean, that's just beyond words.
And that is Five Flags Speedway GM Tim Bryant, who tells Channel 3 the event has about a $10 million economic impact each year. And it's one of the more prestigious super late model races in the country. It draws drivers from all over the United States and Canada. Some of the big names expected this year include Noah Gragson, Jake Finch, and Ty Majeski. Preliminaries start tonight, and the Derby does run through Sunday. Search continuing today for a boy that went missing after a shrimping boat accident in Mobile Bay last week. Officials say they found the boat and the bodies of the boy's father, Michael Slezak, and boat owner Sam Woolley on Saturday, but still there's no sign of the child on board that was on board. Officials say the boat went down when the shrimp net got snagged on something under the water. A state trooper hurt after a hit-and-run crash in Okaloosa County. That happened on State Road 8 Monday night. FHP says Trooper Ronnie Kuhn was on the shoulder of the road for a traffic stop when a woman drove over the line, hit Kuhn and his car, and fled the scene. 35-year-old Leah Feeback from Holt was caught and arrested later on. She's currently charged with hit and run, causing injuries. Dr. Ramey Edler, the whistleblower of the year for the National Anti-Fraud Coalition, spoke this week about issues that she faced during her time as medical director for Escambia County after exposing fraud involving EMS training. She said many of the people in higher-level management at Escambia County EMS didn't have the needed skills to be in those positions.
And I noticed that some of these people that had titles of chiefs and over the educational department or so forth were also listed as instructors. And yet when I tested them on their instruction and they couldn't recognize a cardiac rhythm and then wanted to give a medicine that would actually make your heart go slower instead of faster if they couldn't recognize a slow heart rate, we knew we had a big problem.
Edler also talked about the retaliation she faced after going public about EMS training fraud. It's the first time she'd talked publicly since Escambia County settled her whistleblower lawsuit for nearly $5 million. Although Edler does say it could have cost the county hundreds of millions in fines based on documentation that was available. Well, there seems to be some disagreement between Hillsborough County Sheriff Chad Chronister and President-elect Donald Trump. Chronister said on Tuesday that he was withdrawing from consideration to be the DEA administrator under Trump. But yesterday, Trump said he pulled Chronister's nomination to lead the agency. Trump wrote on Truth Social that he did that because he didn't like what Chronister had to say to his pastors and other supporters. A spokeswoman for the sheriff's office says Chronister stands behind his decision. 8:35 at News Radio, and John Pickens has our traffic on the fives.
That's right. Brought to you by Barberry Plumbing. When it's time to call a plumber, call the best of the bay winner, Barberry Plumbing, at 477-8782. Still dealing with an accident that happened on Brent Lane and Old Palafox Highway right at that intersection. It's got roadblock associated with it, so just be aware. Also, the I-10 westbound right around mile marker 7, which is the Pine Forest exit. We've got a vehicle crash there, but it's off to the side of the road. Just seen some minor delays in that area. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
Thank you very much, John. And now our Channel 3 weather forecast.
We will have plenty of showers as you go through the morning hours, 80% chance of rain. Showers starting to clear up through the afternoon, high near 64 degrees. Overnight tonight, temperatures dropping near 35 degrees. As we head into Friday, mostly sunny skies, high near 54. Friday night, temperatures dropping near 38. This is Brooke Richardson from the First Warning Weather Center.
Thank you very much, Brooke. Right now, 61 degrees. It is cloudy in Pensacola. We've got 60 in Gulf Breeze, 58 in Milton.
Pep Talk? What's Pep Talk?
It's the Pensacola Expert Panel.
Experts? Experts in real estate?
Yes, that's us, Angela. We are the Pep Talk for real estate.
What will we talk about, Will?
We'll talk about the real estate industry.
Well, we don't just want to answer our own questions.
We want to answer the listeners' questions. Tune in today at 10 a.m. and we'll talk about real estate.
And whatever real estate questions you have.
The Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620. Text or call with your questions. 850-437-1620.
All right. Well, it is 836 at News Radio 92.3. Your money now this morning. Our stock markets are not a big change. We've got the Dow is down by just under 100 points right now at 44,916. S&P is down about 0.75 points, 60.85. The NASDAQ is up just under 30 points right now at 19,764. Your 10-year bond rate up slightly at 4.213%. Gold price is down 6.20 at 26.70. Silver price is down 13 cents, 31.78. Now, crypto, that's the interesting one today. Bitcoin is has topped 100,000. It's up 4,146 this morning. Current price at Bitcoin is at 103,005. Ethereum is up. Solana's up. Dogecoin up 3 cents at 45 cents. Bitcoin, of course, surpassed a major milestone yesterday, topping the $100,000 mark for the first time ever. Bankrate senior industry analyst Ted Rossman says he's amazed at the run, but he still doesn't see the logic.
I guess it's making me wish I had some, but then again, there's sometimes a trip down as well, so maybe a little risky for my taste.
The price of Bitcoin has now increased by $35,000 in 1 month. Had you invested $1,000 in Bitcoin in 2010, it would be worth $365 million today. The 50-year-old healthcare CEO that was murdered on Wednesday outside of a New York hotel had been with United Healthcare for 20 years. Brian Thompson, he was at the helm of United Healthcare since 2021, had spent most of his career with that company. He began at United Healthcare working on mergers and acquisitions. He graduated from the University of Iowa in 1997 and had a bachelor's degree in business administration and accounting. New report out showing that men are more likely to have financial secrets than women. A recent WalletHub survey found about 80% more men than women have money secrets, be it large purchases, savings, debt, or job status. A quarter of people said they lie about money regularly. About 10% see financial infidelity as worse than physical or emotional infidelity. It's 8:38. Your next news at 9. Breaking news anytime. I'm David Wayne, News Radio 92.3.
An official message from Medicare.
Medicare plans change from 1 year to the next. And this year, it's important for you to review your current coverage and compare all your options during Medicare open enrollment. Compare health plans, drug coverage, and costs. See if you can save some money, and don't forget to make sure your drugs are covered. Open enrollment ends December 7th. Visit Medicare.gov or call 1-800-MEDICARE.
Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
Do you want to stay up to date on the latest news, weather, and traffic, but don't have a radio nearby? Then you need to download our new app. With the News Radio Pensacola app, you can get text alerts for breaking news, severe weather, and traffic delays. Plus, customize your alerts so you only get the information you need. It's easy to sign up for text alerts. Just download our app, create an account, and select the alerts you want to receive. You can even change your settings at any time. So what are you waiting for? Download the News Radio Pensacola app today and start getting text alerts.
Everybody was kung fu fighting.
I admire your deductive processes.
Ooh, yeah. I'm gonna have to go ahead and sort of disagree with you there.
Oh, idiot.
Food fight!
Gentlemen, you can't fight in here. This is the war room.
This conversation can serve no purpose anymore. Goodbye.
All right, so today I've got a very different kind of frivolous topic. John, this is now inspired by this ridiculous golden batter thing that Rob Manfred is proposing, maybe in baseball, that you can put your best batter in one time per game in a key situation or whatever. It's basically like having a ghost pinch hitter or something. It's just crazy. But it made me think of something that had been wanting to talk about. And since Meg is, fanatically a football fan about Georgia. I mean, she's over the top for Georgia in a way I've never even met in a person before, and I admire it.
Go Dogs.
And John, of course, likes, what team is it that you like? LSU? You know, is it Florida
Ole
State?
Miss. Yeah.
Anyway, but I know you're both huge football fans, so I'm gonna. I know this is never going to happen, but I'm gonna ask you a question, 437-1620. A proposed football rule change. You ready? No punts. No punting.
Ooh.
Here's I'm going to make the preliminary case, and then we can fight about it, okay? 437-1620. I was watching a game the other day, and, you know, I was watching the better offense that could get down the field but couldn't get all the way in, okay? And then I was watching the terrible offense that could just get a little ways, and then, okay, and they're punting kind of back and forth. And I thought, the one team is clearly better than the other, has a better defense, better offense, but can't quite make it good enough. Punting is a leveler. It rewards the worst offense, and it kind of rewards the worst defense in a certain way because it makes them both the same. Why should you be able to fail to advance the ball and then all of a sudden just get another 60 yards because you're bad at offense? And my thought was, why do we even have punting in the first place? It's a weird thing, right? You're not scoring. You've failed. And the defense might have done really well against you and stopped you cold, and now they don't get to take over the ball on the 10 when they've stopped you. Instead, they got to go back to, you know, the 30 on the other side or something like that. So, and plus you get into all of these goofy situations like, do you go for it on fourth down because a punt's only going to gain you 20 yards? You can't quite make a field goal. It just suddenly occurred to me, like it had never occurred to me before, that punting is a pretty stupid thing. All right, so there's my proposal, 437-1620. You're both reeling in weirdness. John, you want to give a shot at this first? Meg's pondering.
You know, it definitely make football more entertaining because you reward the defense. If, mm-hmm. you know, let's say they're at the 20-yard line and you get the stop,
mm-hmm.
then the defense take over from
there. It's a turnover.
I
mean, it's a turnover anyway, but it's a turnover without the loss of position in the field, yeah. right?
So, wow.
I'm thinking.
Okay.
I'm thinking.
I think like what makes punting fun is it's a bit of crazy, right?
It
because
is.
You can
it's
have
part of
you
the
can
game.
Have muffed punts, you can have, you know, but also you wouldn't have this nonsense about roughing the kicker because it wouldn't be a kicker like that anymore, which is always, you know, didn't they bumped into him, whatever, who they pushed. You wouldn't have the punt return, which I admit is a flaw because punt returns can be a lot of fun. That's a crazy exciting moment of a game. Most of them aren't, but some of them are. Muffed punts also, but still, maybe the muffed punt is kind of a weird one to begin with. I don't know. Would it make the game more interesting or less interesting or more fair or less fair? It seems to me it's a little bit less interesting and a little bit more fair because now every yard matters. Right now, every yard does not matter. If you don't score, every yard doesn't matter because the punt is going to solve that problem. It's kind of my view of things. I'll let you ponder a little bit more, Meg, because you look like you're working on it. Let's see. Somebody says...
It's a blonde thing.
It's not. Somebody says here, no punting inside of 4th and 10. Oh, okay. So if it's more than 4th and 10, maybe like a limited use of punting?
There you go. I like that.
Mm-hmm. Interesting. Or that you have to go for it four, 5 down. But then that starts to make it less of an incentive on 3rd and 8.
Right.
Or whatever, you know.
See, I like the punting because I think that it's... It's an essential part of the game because it's part of the strategy.
Yeah.
I mean, if you took that out, then it completely changes the strategy.
It would, but it would make everybody plays four downs. Do your best, you know, and know that if you don't advance, you know, it's not just that you can punt it away and it's a safety net, but you're going to lose the position if you don't make the advance.
Yeah, see, I like the punting, though, because anything can happen.
Well, that's what I'm saying. It's crazy and entertaining.
I mean, I find it really exciting because I'm like, okay, here we go. It's like a new round. It's like a reset.
You know what it is? So it's like not football for a moment. We were playing football, and now we're playing some other sport, and then we're back to football.
No, we're playing football. We're playing football, but it's just a reset. So then when you get the fair catch, is he going to fair catch it, not fair catch it? I mean, I love that moment where anything could happen. And there have been games where we've had somebody run it all the way back, and it was a game changer.
Absolutely.
99
you'd
yards.
You lose those, I mean, right?
And then you have others where they call for the catch, they drop the ball. Next thing you know, the defense runs in with the special teams runs in with a touchdown. To me, it's an exciting part of the game.
Somebody says 437-1620. Punting can go. Scoring would go up. Also, a field goal try that hits an upright or crossbar is worth 4 points. Because that's more difficult. Oh, that is the most insulting Doing. Sound in all of sports.
Doing.
Yep. I love it. Do they make the uprights to sound that way on purpose?
I think it's just hollow inside.
Yeah, but don't you realize, like, right? They kind of should, like, because that's like the
maybe
best.
Maybe there should be a sound
the
effect.
The dong is the best sound, right?
You know, now that the stadiums play music all the time, there should be a boing sound effect.
Yeah. Teams would start aiming at the upright. That's kind of funny. Somebody here says, wonderful idea. I was a high school coach in Arkansas that never punted, and they won a lot. Yeah, and it kind of forced people to play offense differently, too. So the question of the day is, should we get rid of punting in football? I mean, I don't think it's going to happen. But it's, you know, I'd never thought of it before, and that's why we have the frivolous topic. This is the kind of conversation that you can just have with people. Like, and you don't even have to advocate for it. You'd be like, this loon, Andrew McKay.
Oh, yeah.
You know, like, blame me. You know, third person it. Put it on me and say, I'm the idiot. You know what he was saying the other day? And then the other person would be like, well, I don't know. That's kind of, you know, like, it could be a good conversation for you while you're maybe
coffee
watching
talk.
Football. Right, exactly. I'm always about building relationships. John Pickens has got traffic on the fives. John?
Oh, still dealing with that accident that happened on Brent Lane and North Old Palo Fox Highway at the intersection. That's still seeing some roadblock there, so you definitely want to plan around that. I-10 eastbound, just some minor delays through that construction zone right around Highway 29. But other than that, traffic is looking good. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the five.
Thanks so much, John. Somebody says punting keeps the game interesting. Somebody says scoring would get out of hand. It's boring. So I actually think the other way around is it starts to make field position that much more important because you can't fudge it with the safety net of punting. But also, like, receive or not becomes very important because you're way deep in your own end.
Right,
because of the kickoff. That's what I was thinking. Yeah,
and so, and you know, one interesting thing about this, though, that I hadn't been thinking about is it would tend to compound scoring because if you score a touchdown or a field goal, then you get to kick off and you get them in their own end deep. Mm-hmm. And if you can defend, then you can score again and again, I think is kind of what this person is getting at. And that's an interesting note. I mean, that's an interesting thought about how it would also tend to incentivize going for a field goal because you're going to be able to kick and go on defense again and try to score again. I mean,
well, that's what I meant about the reset. It kind of resets the game. I can say on the behalf of Georgia that Kirby Smart has more than I've ever seen on 4th-and-1 will go for it.
Right.
More than most teams. A lot of teams, which just analytics now they say all the time.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of teams
don't go for it.
Analytics
say that we should do it.
Exactly. But it's interesting because if you don't, you can get stuck and then you lose your position on the field, of course. But if you make it, game changer.
Right.
But I think if you get rid of the punt, you have to get rid of the kickoff. Start them at the 40. Give them a chance.
Oh, no, that reminds me of overtime.
We're already doing that, right?
Right.
With the changes in the kickoff rules at the pro level, they're already diminishing the nature of the kickoff out of player safety concerns, which are legitimate, but then you lose the dynamic excitement of the kickoff return, which is usually not much, but sometimes super amazing.
Yeah.
Yep. Right.
Well, see, and that's the same thing when you had the overtime that we had last Friday night with 8 overtimes. At one point, they were just going from the 20-yard line back and forth on opposite sides of the field. It was boring. If you eliminate the punting and the kicking.
See, I don't think that was boring particularly,
well,
but
no,
it is different than
attack.
Football.
I had 8 heart attacks, but other than that.
penalty kicks in football is kind of a weird thing.
Yeah.
Somebody says football should go back to the 1930s rules on player substitution, same players, offense and defense. If you leave the game, you're out for the quarter. Unlimited player substitution has not improved the game. Interesting.
I've never thought about it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Somebody says if you get rid of a punter, you're going to lose a scholarship. Can't do it. That's interesting. interesting, but how about limiting punts to be 1 per team per quarter? Oh, that's an interesting alternative is you have so many punts you could use in a game as opposed to just punting all the time. Somebody says, let's see, they shouldn't get rid of punting, but it should only be allowed on 3rd down. How much does coach trust his offense? Oh, that's interesting.
That is interesting.
Yeah, again, I love the wrinkles. I love the creativity. why don't you just change the uniforms into ballet garments and play 2 hands touch with pillows wrapped around their helmets?
Aww.
Blah.
Oh, come on.
Look at you. Sorry to hurt your feelings. Somebody says, no punting cool. Let's go ahead and change the name to handball. or rugby. Let's see. Somebody here says, to make it more exciting, no refs, NFL blitz style. The 4th down punting to get the ball back where it has to go 10 yards and the punting team gets the ball. Punting, 4th down
like
punting.
That.
Yeah, like a guaranteed distance or something like that.
Well, that almost sounds like when they do the what's that called? The squib kick.
The
onside kick.
Onside kick,
right. Yeah. Anyway, I thought it was an interesting topic. It's a little different from our normal frivolous, and there you go. But that's actually, I mean, seriously, I think a lot of the fun conversations you can have with people are things that sound crazy at first, but when you think about them, they're maybe less crazy. Doesn't mean they're good.
Right.
But they're kind of fodder.
thought.
An interesting conversation.
Did they say thought-provoking.
Yeah, that's right. Because, and look, sports fans love to argue about stuff.
Oh, yeah.
As evidenced.
So, you picked my favorite subject, so what can I say?
If you can't start a fight over football rules changes, I mean, you know, you're just not even trying. You have the wrong friends. 850 on News Radio 92.3, informative, local,
at least we know what you do during football games now. Let's get rid of the punt.
I watch football by myself because nobody wants to watch with me.
Aww.
Well, I'm going to come over for some chichis and, you know, let's do it.
Cornbread casserole and margaritas and chimichangas. We'll be good.
Come watch the SEC championship with us. We've got a big crowd.
No, thank you. I'm Andrew McKay.
If you're struggling with ED or your performance is down and your belly fat is growing, listen up. You've got one life. Now is the time to act.
At Wave Men's Health, we're not just healthcare. We're your secret weapon. Don't wait another day. Here's why you need to act right now.
Every moment you delay, your condition could worsen. It's not just about sex. It's about your heart, your relationship, your life.
Wave Men's Health has years of proven results for low testosterone and increasing drive, energy level, and performance. We've introduced ED and enhancement treatments so exclusive, you'll wonder why you waited.
Procrastination is the thief of time. When it comes to your sexual health, you can't afford to wait. Join the league of gentlemen who've walked out of our doors with a swagger.
Call Wave Men's Health at 850-266-7020 or visit wavemenshealth.com. Book your $99 male performance consultation now, including blood work. Call 850-266-7020 or visit wavemenshealth.com. Wave Men's Health, making it happen.
Are you ready to experience healthcare that truly cares? At VIP Care, they're not just your primary care provider, they're your healthcare partner. Specializing in primary care for adults 65 and older, VIP Care's compassionate doctors focus on prevention, creating personalized care plans to keep you healthy and active. With 4 convenient clinics in Pensacola, same-day appointments, and a dedicated on-call provider available 24/7, VIP Care makes healthcare easy and accessible. Visit getvipcare.com to find a clinic near you.
It's open enrollment time for health insurance.
Have you signed up? Do you know where?
Whether you currently have coverage or not, there are some important things you need to know. Get your questions answered. Tune in today at 9 a.m. as Chad PQ from Affiliated Insurance joins the Pensacola Expert Panel so you can get the facts and the latest information on healthcare.
The Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620. Text or call with your questions. 850-437-1620.
Visit Prim and Proper in Gulf Breeze for custom engraving and unique gifts. Specializing in creating extraordinary keepsakes, their expert engravers bring your vision to life with elegant monograms, personalized messages, and logos. Whether it's custom drinkware, engraved glassware, or home decor, each piece is crafted with attention to detail for any occasion. Perfect for birthdays, anniversaries, weddings, or corporate gifts, Prim and Proper ensures your gift will leave a lasting impression. Stop by their Gulf Breeze location or visit them online at primandproper.com.
When breaking news hits, we're there to cover it. Fox News, WER-TV, News Radio team on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Naughty, 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 you filthy old sunker.
We have had an expert ethicist analyze the decision by Joe Biden to pardon his son Hunter. We've had an academically trained, rigorously minded, world-renowned ethicist give his opinion. I'll tell you who it is coming up next. John Pickens got traffic on the fives. John?
Okay, come on, man. All right, still dealing with that accident on Brent Lane at Old Palafox. It's in the clearing stages, but you're still going to see some delays in that area. Other than that, not seeing anything else, I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
Hey, if you're thinking about buying or selling a home, you want to get a good realtor who's going to get you the best price, right? You want somebody who understands the process, can avoid and solve any problems that come up on the way to closing, get the right price stage, photograph, list, you know, open house, all of that stuff, and help you navigate the what's normal of it all, because that changes all the time. And like I say, in Florida right now, the what's normal of it all involves home insurance, which can be hard to get, can be dependent on having a new enough roof or a new enough AC or a new enough water heater. And somebody might say, your water heater is 8 years old, you're going to replace it, right? And you're like, why would I replace a perfectly good water heater? because the idiot insurance companies are requiring that these days before they'll insure a home. I mean, it's crazy out there. So knowing what's normal or not normal is a very useful thing, and it comes from experience and repetitions. Christina Leavenworth and her team at Leavenrinke Realty sold 175 homes last year. They're on track to that this year, 150 plus so far. That's a couple of weeks ago when I talked to her last. So they know it. They experience it, and they can bring that expertise to you. 723-9158 for Christina Leavenworth and her team at Leavenrinke Realty. So back to the world-renowned ethicist, the academically trained expert in ethics, has pronounced forth on whether Joe Biden did or did not do anything wrong in pardoning his son Hunter. Former President Bill Clinton. Who pardoned his own brother, Roger Clinton. My brother did 14 months in federal prison for something he did when he was 20. Would his brother ever be able to vote again? Will he ever be able to have normal citizenship responsibilities? And so... remember? But he pardoned him after the after the term. Okay. So here's what he said about Joe Biden's pardon of Hunter Biden. I wish he hadn't said he wasn't going to do it. It does weaken his case. So then he was also asked, you know, did this bother the reputation of the Democrats wanting to be a rule of law kind of party? The New York Times report said that he scoffed but didn't deny it. He said, we had a lot better record than Republicans did, didn't we? And what good did it do us? I mean, nobody believes anybody anymore. So Bill Clinton, noted ethics expert, giving his pronouncement about whether or not Joe Biden should or should not have pardoned his own son. Has Bill Clinton ever himself misrepresented anything?
I want you to listen to me. I'm going to say this again. I did not have sexual relations with that woman, Miss Lewinsky. I never told anybody to lie, not a single time, never. These allegations are false, and I need to go back to work for the American people.
That has got to be one of the all-time greatest political quotes, because it's not just what he's denying, which turns out to all be true. It's the pounding and the emphasis of it. And then my favorite part, it's not the denying and the pounding and the Ms. Lewinsky. It's...
And I need to go back to work for the American people.
How dare you keep me from my job? I need to go back to work. Enough of this lunch break at Chi-Chi's. So, okay. Can I tell you what I would love to have heard? This is a, like, total fantasy wish list stuff that would never, ever come true. But I always want to think about, how could this have gone? So the New York Times could have asked him, what do you think about Hunter Biden pardoning his son? You know what he could have said? You're going to fall out of your chair. But think about it. He could have said, you know what, guys? I can't do a Bill Clinton very well. You know what, guys? Honestly, for once, I'm the last person in the world to ask about this. I obviously pardoned my own brother. I obviously lied to the American people about my extramarital affair with Monica Lewinsky. So I just don't really think I'm the right person to assess the ethics of Biden saying he wouldn't issue a pardon and then breaking that promise. I'm in no position to answer that question, and people are going to laugh at me for answering that question if I did. So ask me something else. Can you imagine that answer? Well, I can imagine it. That doesn't mean I think it would ever happen. Listen on.